For the first time in 4 years, the banking regulator looks to be readying itself to cool a white-hot property market. Average property prices are growing at a record pace, and borrowers are extending themselves up to 6 times their yearly income. That's the number the regulator now says it's watching particularly closely. But will this steely focus alone influence the runaway property train? Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Janice Andrews has just had a taste of what it's like selling during a property market frenzy.
Overwhelmed by the price, actually, because it was well above our reserve and well above a good price value that we thought we might get as an optimistic value.
She recently sold her mother's unit in Melbourne's Dingley Village to help pay for her mother's move to an aged care facility. Money now is no barrier to caring for her mum.
And then the auctioneer did a really good job at, you know, when the auction hit a lull a couple of times, he did a good job getting it going again.
How would you describe the heat in the market right now?
I'm surprised at how good it is, just because with lockdown, you sort of think people are a bit wary of jobs. But I know we've gone a lot more to remote working now, but it just surprised me that the market keeps going up in price.
Property research firm CoreLogic released its Pain and Gain report today. It shows over 90% of resales during the June quarter recorded a profit, the highest level of profitability in just over a decade. Property owners, the report says, who were reselling after only 2 years, pocketed a median profit of $123,000. Real estate agent and CEO of Dye Jones, Dean Mackey, says he simply can't believe how well the market's doing.
You know, I think if we all sat back and asked ourselves 18 months ago, is this probably, you know, would have been the outlook we would have been seeing in Australian property prices, we probably all would be pinching ourselves. You know, like when COVID first came, I thought it was going to be a bit the opposite.
The question is, can the trajectory of property price growth continue? The Council of Financial Regulators, which includes APRA and the Reserve Bank, met last week to discuss just that. APRA has confirmed to the ABC that as a result of those discussions, it's now looking particularly closely at price-to-income ratios. That is, it wants to know, before making any market intervention, how extended or overextended households are becoming. Real estate agent Dean Mackey fears the regulator will pounce just as more supply comes onto the market, doing serious damage to property price growth.
And we're already seeing buyers being quite tired with the current pricing and actually second-guessing themselves around, are they paying too much? And we're already seeing vendors who've got price expectations in excess of where the market's probably at. So I'm sort of, you know, with an election on the horizon next year, I'm already sort of sensing this theme's coming out of it as it is. And often when someone starts tinkering with the economy, it's often too late, and then the lagged effect of that economic change happens down the track. And what I'd be concerned about would be to see that there's already the market sentiment amongst buyers is already feeling a bit stressed. You know, if we start to see regulators giving stronger indications, hey, maybe you're paying too much, it will certainly take the steam out of the market.
ANZ Research property analyst Adelaide Timbrell rejects that.
But I think with how much demand there is in the market right now, and particularly how much pent-up demand there still is, because listings really haven't kept up with the increase in demand for housing in the last year or so, it's not something that we think is going to cause any kind of crash in the housing market. Lots of people still want to buy. There's still lots of people in the market who haven't purchased yet.
But some darker property market clouds are building, and they do pose a risk to the stability of the banking sector as a whole, economists warn. Bureau of Statistics data show 4 consecutive monthly declines in spending on household goods from May to August. It points to a level of thriftiness among shoppers and is consistent with the current broader economic downturn. Adelaide Timbrell says it means the current pace of property price growth will slow, but it may not be until later this year or next.
We are not expecting double-digit price growth next year. Our current forecasts for 2022 are around 7% nationally.
In a statement, the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told the ABC, quote, "With Australia's economy well-positioned to strongly recover as restrictions ease, it is important to continually assess the appropriateness of our macroprudential settings." In other words, rules that the banking regulator APRA sets for the banks it oversees about how much money they can lend and who they can loan it to.
Business reporter David Taylor.